Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic of Birkas Hamazon in a little bit, and then he's going to get into one of the most powerful topics in the Torah and in Breslov teachings, the topic of Rotzoin. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'nachzor l'inyan Birkas Hamazon. We finished talking about Chanukah and Parshas Miketz. Let's go back to our base, the topic of Birkas Hamazon. V'aklal. And basically, what we spoke about previously, Sheikar Mitzvahs Birkas Hamazon Hula Galois Ula Hamshech Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. One of the main points in our Birkas Hamazon is that we want to reveal and draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas, as it says in the Torah, V'yochalto V'savoto Uveirachto Hashem Elokecho Al Horetz HaToivo. You will eat, you'll be satisfied, you will bless Hashem over the wonderful land that He has given you. V'ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach al yidei hisgalus ha-hisparus. And as we learned previously, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem. The tefillin are hisparus, they are called pe'er. They shine into the eyes. The hisparus comes to the eyes, and the eyes shine that into Eretz Yisrael. And we spoke about the Hisgalus HaHisparus Shenizgala Be'ez HaShulchan, that this Hisparus is also revealed especially during the time of eating, when a Jew is eating Bigdusha, and when a person says Birkas Hamazon, especially Shezeh Bechinas Kois Shel Birkas Hamazon, especially when a person has a Zimun and they bench using a Kois Shel Yayin. We spoke about this very elaborately a few Shurim ago, where Rav Nosson Zal went into major, major depth about the eating and the kois and the yayin. Kimavur kol ze le'el barichus, as all of this was explained a few pages ago at length. V'ze b'chinas birchas hazimun, and this is also the significance of zimun. Zimun means preparing oneself. That when it comes to birchas hamazon, shekeshehem shloisha, that if three people ate together, Oimrim, they say, Nevorech she'ochalnu sheloi, misheloi. They say, Herzi raboisai mirvilim benchin. We want to bench. And then they say, Yehi shem Hashem avorcha, and then Nevorech she'ochalnu misheloi, koidem berches hamozim. That entire ceremony that's done before the actual benching. Veze birkas hazimun. That's called birkas hazimun. Zimun means to prepare something. Dahainu, to express a desire to do something. Dahainu koidem birkas hamozoin, meaning before we actually recite the birkas hamozoin, heimazminim atzmom levorech, they prepare themselves to bless. Va'imrim nevorech, let us bless. Oinyin, what is this really all about? Ki ikar kedushas isha yisraeli, V'ikra avoidosoi hu rak horotzoin v'hakisufin digdusha. The main source of holiness of a Jew and the most important way that we serve Hashem is with desire, with yearning. I want to serve Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal uses the words ikr and rak. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't mean that literally, because if you look 20 pages ago or 20 pages later, he's going to say something else that he's going to say is the ikar and rak. This is Rav Nosson Zal's enthusiasm shining through, meaning what he's going to tell us now is extremely important, extremely important. But there's more to Yiddishkeit. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places throughout his forum, about the incredible emphasis on rotzoin, desire. Ukamoishomar huzal, and as Rabbeinu Zal once explained, Shelavoides Hashem ein mi sheyispoer boze sheyuchal la'avdo yisporach. To serve Hashem, there's no one that can actually say, I serve Hashem. Vafilu malach, vafilu sorof, einoi yochoy lehispoer boze, sheyucha lavdo yisporov. Even an angel, and even the srofim, the highest level angel, cannot say They serve Hashem. And there's nothing you could do to serve Hashem. Hashem doesn't need anything from anybody. Rak ho'ikar hu harotzoin v'hakisufin. Therefore, the main thing that Hashem does get pleasure from and that we can give Hashem is our desire and yearning. She'tzorech lehizgaber she'yeloi tomed retzoinois chazokim v'kisufim gedoilam l'avoidas Hashem isparach. A Jew, and especially a Breslover, has to always be working on this, ratcheting up that desire, that yearning to serve Hashem. Thinking about that always, I want to serve Hashem, I want Hashem to be pleased with me, I want to give nachas to Hashem from every thought, from every word that comes out of my mouth, every action I do, every breath I take, everything I do, I want to please Hashem. Sichos Saran Simen Nun Aleph. In our current printings of Sichos Saran, you'll find this in paragraph 51, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. V'yoyser mizeh shomano mipiv zal biatzmoy. And more than what's written there, we heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth in discussions. Migoydel malas harotzoin digdusha. About how incredibly important is a Jew having holy desire, wanting the right things, wanting to do good. Shehu ikar avodas Hashem. That's the main service of Hashem. We know that the word nefesh, a Jewish soul, the Hebrew word for soul, nefesh, also means ratzon, desire, yearning. We have the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, where Avram Avinu says to the Bnei Ches, Im yesh es nafshechem likboir es meisi. If you want, nefesh means ratzon. And we know that karbonos, all of the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, if you look in the Chumash, it's all l'ratzon lefnei Hashem, l'ratzonchem tizbachu, ratzon, 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 again and again. V'chol ho avoidos, Torah, Utfila, umitzvois, umaisim toivim, kulam klulim bazur. And every aspect of serving Hashem, putting on tzitzis, a woman covering her hair, going to the mikveh, eating kosher, everything in Yiddishkeit from beginning to end is all included in this. Where the most important thing is, I want to do the mitzvah, and I want to do it right, and I want Hashem to be pleased with everything I do, and everything I think, and everything I say. V'yefshir liskois l'shum dovor shebigdusha kim al yidei zeh. It's impossible to really achieve and accomplish holiness without this ratzon, this real good ratzon. Al yidei ratzon v'cheshek v'hishtoikikus v'kisufim v'gaguim chazokim v'loy chazokim. Rav Nosson Zal is using five words. Each one of these words is nuclear, expressing deep, deep yearning and desire, and powerful desire. V'lo yarpe esarotzein b'shum oifen, and never to let that desire go shrink, to keep ratcheting it up, increasing, getting to higher and higher levels of desire and yearning for Hashem. But rather, the more a person sees that they're facing obstacles and opposition from serving Hashem, yire ligboyer esatzmoy becheshik v'kisufim v'gagum ratzon eschazokim b'yoyser v'yoyser. It means you simply have to ratchet up the ratzon, another 1,000 volts, another 1,000,000 volts, ad sheyizke ligmor lohitzi mikoyach alapoyal. Es HaMitzvah, until the person will actually succeed in completing whatever mitzvah it is they're trying to do, or the holy act that he wants to accomplish. V'chein acharkach, and so too after you accomplish that, b'shar avoidos dvorim shebikdusha sheyirtze acharkach oid lasos, regarding other acts of kedusha or mitzvahs that the person wants to do afterwards. Yizgaber gamkein beritzoinois chazokim. And the more that the person is experiencing obstacles and blockages and confusion, simply turn up the ratzon, more ratzon, add more. Ad sheyotzi mikoyach el apoyal, until the person will succeed in carrying out whatever mission they want to accomplish in Kiddusha. And the person will succeed in accomplishing also that mitzvah or that act of Avodas Hashem. V'chein la'olam. This is the life of a good religious Jew. Kimavura b'hatoyra v'hino pishnayim. As is explained in chapter 66 in Likut Imran, towards the beginning, about a third of the way in, there Rabbi Nizal speaks a lot about the topic of menios, obstacles, and that the whole reason for the obstacles is simply to increase your cheshik, to increase and intensify your yearning, your desire. Shehamenia hi rak bishvil hacheshik. The obstacles are there just to enable you and to force you to increase your cheshik. And if the person will turn up the cheshik to match the voltage of the obstacle, if the obstacle is 6,000 volts, then you have to make sure your cheshik is at least 6,000 volts. Bevada yishaber hamania. The person will definitely succeed in overcoming the obstacle. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, she'ikar ha'hischaskus, that the main effort of a Jew has to be lehizgaber al amoinim yakdusha, in order to succeed in overcoming the obstacles from holiness, hurak harotzoin v'hacheshek. Your main effort has to be put your effort into rotzoin, into wanting it more and wanting it still more. One of the best expressions of rotzoin is tefillah. Especially in chapter 31 in Likut Imran, there's the desire in the heart, in the mind. But in order to make things happen, you really have to take it from there and put it into words. Va'ani sefilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzoin. It's turning it into words. That's what really makes it happen. Rabbi Nizal speaks about rotzayn bekoyach and rotzayn bepoyal. There's rotzayn in theory and there's rotzayn in action. And one of the most important ways that we express the rotzayn is in our words of tefillah. Hashem, I want to come close to you. I want to please you. There's a famous quote of one of the rabbis in the Gemara where he said, Ritzoini lasois ritzoinecho. Hashem, I want to do what you want. Those words, Ritzoini lasis ritzoinecha. Just a short side note, but extremely powerful, incredibly powerful. Rav Nosson Zalei asks a question in Likutei Halachos. The most beloved to Hashem was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says, Bechol beisi ne'emon hu. Hashem says, I trust him more than anyone else in the world. Why in the world would Hashem do something that seems to be the most terrible thing you would do only to your worst enemy? Find out what he really likes, what he really wants the most, and show it to him and tell him you're not getting it. That could really make anybody plots, you know, burst into 1,000 pieces. Moshe Rabbeinu, the thing he prayed for most in his life was to get Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says to him at the end, come here, I want you to go to the top of a mountain and I want you to see the entire Eretz Yisrael. You'll see the whole thing, v'shama loisavoy, and you're not going there. How could that be? And Rav Nosson Zal gives a spectacular answer. He answers that the fact is, that it would have been terrible for Klal Yisrael and for the world and for Moshe Rabbeinu had he gone to Eretz Yisrael physically, had he gone in. And there's a whole sefer, Megala Mukos, written by one of the great tzaddikim in the 1600s, a sefer devoted to this topic, explaining 252 reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, and giving the explanation as to why, what was Hashem's response, why you can't go now, why you shouldn't, can't go now. So in terms of going there physically, couldn't go. But Hashem wanted to do the best possible thing. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to get there in Ratzon, through Ratzon, spiritually. So Hashem wanted to ratchet up Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzon to infinity, to the highest possible place it could possibly go. How do you do that? Anyone that has children, kids, find out what they like the most and show it to them. Put it right in front of their face and let them look at it. Let them smell it. Let them talk. And you're not getting it. Yeah, I can't give it to you now. See how many seconds you live after that. How many seconds that child will let you live without tearing your head off, saying, I have, give me now, 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 when, now, etc. That's what Hashem wanted to do. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzon to get to infinite, to get to the peak that it could possibly. And when did this take place? On Shabbos at Mincha time, which is called Ratzon Sheberetzonos, the peak of Ratzon, the highest level Ratzon in existence of the week, is Shabbos Mincha time. It's called Ratzon Ratzon, Raiva de Raivin, Ratzon Sheberetzonos. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu's soul, his nefesh, which is Ratzon, left him in that state, in the highest, highest possible state of holiness possible.
This past year, Rosh Hashanah, where Uman was in front of all of us, and many people only got there in Ratzon.
Definitely. And sometimes we don't know which Hashem gets more nachas from. A recorded shiur from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, where he gave that shiur right after he came back from Ukraine, after making a trip with two of his students. I think it cost them at the time, 40 years ago approximately, it cost about $2,000 per person, the trip, and they didn't get there. They went, and the driver that was supposed to take them there, this is during communist times, the driver drove on the highway that goes from Kiev to Odessa. And everybody that's driven on that highway knows that about halfway through, there's a turn off to Uman. You make a right turn to get off the highway to go to Uman. The driver drove up there and they're looking and they see the sign and they're expecting him to turn, and he floors the gas and he keeps going. And they started screaming, Uman, Uman. And they saw that he was ignoring them, and they understood that he had been given instructions not to allow them to go. And Rav Rosenfeld spoke about, now Rav Rosenfeld, every time he made a trip to Uman, many times, he would take a list of names with him, of people who wanted their names to be mentioned at the Tzion. He would say a Tikkun HaKlal especially for that entire list as a shliach. And he asked each person to give $20 per name to show respect, to show that you appreciate that it's worth something to you. So when he came back from this trip, he said that he explained what happened, and he said that as soon as that happened, they took out their Tikkun HaKlalis and they said it in the car while they were being driven away from Uman. And he said, I don't know which was more chashuv, Tikkun HaKlali at the kever itself, or the Tikkun HaKlali that we said in the car at that time with the broken heart that we had, etc., etc. Implying again, and we're going to see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this, that Hashem usually has much more nachas from the ratzon, from the desire to do a mitzvah, than the actual mitzvah itself. V'zehu ikar ha-hisparus, ma'asham yisporach mispoyerim kolechot mi'Yisrael. And this is the most significant pride that Hashem takes in each and every single Jew. She'ikar ha-hisparus me'ho'azus v'ha'akshonu sholehem. The greatest pride that Hashem gets is from when a Jew shows strength and stubbornness, that I want to do this, I want to get this right, and I don't care if I have to try 100 times, I don't care if I fail 100 times, I'm going to keep trying to daven with kavana, trying to understand this Mishnah in the Gemara, I'm going to keep trying to be nice to my wife, to be nice to my husband. It's through this ratzon that a person really receives the Torah, Shehi Klal HaHisparus, which is the composite of the expression of all of Hashem's pride. V'ikar ho'azus v'hakshonus, and the main place where a person shows how strong they are and their stubbornness, their persistence, hu b'horotzoin, is when it comes to the desire, that a person who wants to enter into the service of Hashem, to be very stubborn in your desire, in your wanting to do the right thing. That no matter what obstacle presents itself, I still want to do it. I want to do it. This is the most important place to place your holy stubbornness. And this is the great pride that the Gemara tells us and the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem takes Yisroel Ashebecho Espoir, the Jewish nation whom I'm proud of. I'm proud of their stubbornness and their ability not to, they're not quitters. And no matter how many times they fail, they still want to do the right thing. Ki be'emes ikara ha'hisparus hu rak ma'shev shem yisporach mispoir im ha'rotzoim v'acheshek v'akisuf v'niktusha sholchach m'Yisroel. Because the truth is, the main hisparus is that Hashem takes pride in our rotzoim, our yearning, our desire of each and every Jew. Ma'shekolechot m'Yisroel liboy boyer tomid barotzoim chozok. The fact that each and every sincere Jew, their heart, their soul is burning with desire all the time, liskois lavoid Hashem be'emes, to be zoichet to serve Hashem properly. Even those people who it looks to us that they're going against Hashem, they're doing sins intentionally, inside of them, there's a battery, there's a nefesh that's screaming, Hashem, I love you. Ani ohev otach, I want to come close to you. I want to do the right thing. Right now, I'm covered with mud, layers of mud and junk from all the averus that I've done. But there's that nefesh, there's that chelek alukam imal that's screaming all the time with rotzon, deep rotzon, yearning, longing for Hashem. And this is the main pride of Hashem. And again, keep in mind, Rav Nosson Zal didn't get paid by the line that he wrote. So if it looks like he's repeating himself, it's because he knows us. He knows we need to hear this 64,000 times, and maybe it'll go in. Maybe we'll take it seriously enough. Ki ho avoido biatzmo, listen to these words now. Listen to these words. Ki ho avoido biatzmo, eino yikoro kol kach. Because the actual mitzvah that the person does, the actual learning Torah or execution of any mitzvah, is not as precious to Hashem. Hashem is not as impressed with that. You know why? Simple. Ki hakol meito yisporach. Because it's all from Hashem. Kama shekosuv, as there's a pasuk that says, mi hekdimani va'ashalem loy. Hashem asks, which one of you wants to submit an invoice? Which one wants to say that I owe him something, that they did something for me before I did 100 times as much for you? Let me see you submit your bill and I'll pay it. And the Medrash gives an example. You went out and you bought mezuzahs, the best mezuzahs out there, $300 a mezuzah, and you bought 100 mezuzahs, $30,000, big shot. Your house cost $3 million. Who gave you the $3 million? You're so great, you're such a tzaddik, you spent $3,000 on a mitzvah. I gave you $3 million. So don't be a big shot with the mitzvah that you did. That Hashem is not as impressed. This doesn't mean don't do mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs and love it and do it the best you can. But let's understand what's going on here. Let's understand who owes who and what you can give Hashem and what you cannot give Hashem. The EF Shalonu Lasso is Shum Dovor Shebigdusha, Veloy Lehinotzeo Mishum Avera, Kim Alide Yeshua Seispora. It is impossible for us to complete any mitzvah or to avoid committing any sin without Hashem's specific help, without divine assistance, Hashem helping us to accomplish it. As the Gemara says in Sukkah and in Kiddushin, Bechol Yoim Yitzroi Shalod HaMisgaber. Every single day, the Yetzirah comes to attack us and to try to get us to commit sins, to do the wrong things, and to block us from performing mitzvahs. Ve'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Haya Noifel B'yadoi. And were it not for Hashem helping you, you would definitely fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. You would definitely fail. So don't take the credit. Don't say, I did it. I went to shul. I put on, I did the mitzvah. V'yalkein, Iker HaHisparus Hu Rak B'horotzoin. The main pride, what Hashem is really proud of and enjoys, is the rotzon, that you want to do a mitzvah. Ma shekolach miYisrael roitze b'rotzon chazok lavdo yisborach. This that each and every single sincere Jew wants to serve Hashem. Deep down, we really want to serve Hashem. Ukefi hisgabrus harotzon, shemizgaber kol echad lichsoif l'Hashem yisborach b'rotzon chazok, and based on the degree of rotzon, that each and every single Jew tries to ratchet up that rotzon, to intensify that desire, I want to serve Hashem, I want to do the right thing, I want to be good. K'moikein zoichel avodas Hashem. That will define how much success the person has in actually serving Hashem. U'k'moikein Hashem yisborach mespoer yimoi. And that will also define the pride that Hashem feels from that person. Ki ikar ha'isparus hu ha'azus v'ha'akshonus shel Yisrael. Ma she'ish ha'Yisraeli hu akshon godoel b'avoydes Hashem, shezehu ikar isparus ha'isparach. This is the real pride of Hashem. When a Jew shows stubbornness, unwilling to give up, unwilling to quit, no matter what kind of tricks the Yetzer Hara tries to use to convince me that I'm a failure and I'm never going to succeed and I'm never... not interested. I want. Ve'ikar ho'akshonus hu baratzayim. And the main place to express this akshonus is in desire. Shezehu ikar ha'hisgabrus al hamoinim. This is the main way that you will overcome the obstacles. Liskois lifoil mashehu roitze b'avodas Hashem. And to be zeiche to accomplish what you want to accomplish in serving Hashem. Because even if a person will be the most stubborn, tough person possible, there are the types of obstacles that you cannot overcome. Lamoshel, for example, when a person needs to travel to a true tzaddik, and the person has major difficult obstacles. Kegoin, for example, mechoisnoi, from his father-in-law, ve'ishtoi, his wife, ve'ove ve'imoi, his parents, ushar b'nei oylem. And this is something that Rav Nosson Zal himself experienced. V'hu mizgaber u'mizchazek u'mishaber kol amani eselu. And he strengthens himself and overcomes all of these obstacles. He's able to go past all of that. Now he's got another problem. He needs money to hire a wagon or a car to take him. And he overcomes that obstacle. For example, the person gives away, sells whatever they have. He sells or he gives as collateral his coat, his clothing. In order to raise the money that he needs to travel to the tzaddik. Or he decides, can't afford a bus, no problem, I'll walk. Afal pikein, despite all of that, im misgaberes midas hadin chasashon moni chasashon, if the midas hadin of Hashem is so powerful in wanting to block the person, the Satan, the Yetzirah, can actually put obstacles in front of the person that the person cannot overcome. Because there definitely are many different types of obstacles in the world that a person cannot overcome. Kegoin, tfisa b'chavlei barzel chashon. For example, if they lock a person up, they put a person in chains. Rav Nosson Zal experienced that also, Rachmona Litzlan. Oy choylas chas v'shom, where a person chashom is very sick, where they can't go to shul, they can't go out of the house, chas v'shom. Ukiyotze ko'ele rabois chashom, or many, many other similar obstacles which cannot be overcome at the time. V'chein l'moshul b'inyan shtanu oiskem boy, and so too regarding the topic that we mentioned earlier, Leilech v'nelesoya l'Eretz Yisrael, a person who wants to go and travel to Eretz Yisrael, shehu ikar nitzochon hamilchama kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal said is one of the most important victories, successes for a Jew to be zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. And we said that a person has to be very stubborn if they want to accomplish that. However, despite all your stubbornness, if the person will be stubborn 1,000 times, if he's got an ocean in front of him, and there's no boat to take him across it, ve'ein biyodei mois, and he doesn't have money to pay for a ticket on a boat, oy she'ein nimtza sfina klal, or there is no boat going traveling right now, oy shu shas milchama chas v'shom, or there's a war going on, ukiyotze, other situations where travel is prohibited, there's no travel going on, or it's mamish sakonas nefashos. Ma yoel ha'akshonishloi, what is his stubbornness going to help him? Ki bavadai yefshe likboitz lasoy chayam, because it's definitely impossible to jump into the sea. Ki lav kolodom zoicha shashem isborach yikra b'shvilo esayam, because not every person is Nachshon ben Aminadov, who we're going to read about in 2 weeks. Not every person is zoicha that Hashem should be willing to split the sea for him. Alkein, therefore, Iker ho'akshonos hurak barotzim. The place to which to put, to apply your akshonos is desire. I want. She'ech shehu, no matter what. Al kolponim lo yachlish esarotzim. And even if they block the person with thousands, tens of thousands of obstacles, where it seems to the person that it's impossible for the person to overcome them whatsoever, the person should still do what they can do, and again, to ratchet up that rotzon, I want it. I want it more than I wanted it yesterday. Because the cheshik has to match the obstacle. And if the person will not quit, they won't forget about it. They won't say, oh, forget it, I can't. They won't stop wanting it and yearning for it, even though the opposition knocks him down again and again, he gets turned away again and again. Azai soif kol soif bevada yazrei Hashem isborach leshaber levatel kol amanias. In the very end, Hashem will help the person overcome all the obstacles. And Hashem will provide the person everything they need, money, boat, in order to get Eretz Yisrael, or any other important, significant, holy item that the person wants to accomplish. Hashem will come back and help the person with every all types of help. Because the obstacle was only in order to increase and intensify the desire. Shehu ikar hanisoyon. That's the main test. That's the focus of the test. Shemenasen esodom im yazoy vianiach esacheshik varotzein digdusha machmas hamaniya. They're testing the person to see if they're going to shut down, if they're going to turn off the desire. They're going to say, forget it, I can't, finished, because of the obstacle. Ukeshu akshon bedaitoi. And if the person in their mind and heart, they remain stubborn. I want, I want, I want, and I'm not going to stop wanting. Va'oimei banisoy, and the person stands up to the test. The person doesn't let go or retreat in any way in the desire, the holy desire. Azai bevada yishaber es kol hamenios. The person will definitely succeed in overcoming all the obstacles. Vahamenios yishapchu liyeshuos. And the menios, the obstacles, will be converted into salvations. It's brought that the word menios is the same letters as the word ne'imus. Ne'imus means sweetness. Ne'imus, noyam, noyam, noyam ho'elyoin, is one of the highest level words in terms of divinity. Divine light is called noyam ho'elyoin, ne'imus, sweetness. She'yazroi v'yoshioi, Hashem Yisborach, Hashem will help the person, v'yesavev imoi sibois letoiva. And Hashem will set up circumstances, all kinds of circumstances, whatever it takes, to help the person. In a manner that the person will succeed in completing and accomplishing the holy thing that the person wants to do. Question: are there any exceptions to this rule? The answer is yes, yes, there are. However, as long as I did my part, as long as I followed this advice and I did the best that I possibly can do in wanting, in this ratzon, then I have succeeded. That's the greatest success. There are times that a person prays for something. A person's praying, davening for something that's very, very important to them. And they're davening and it's not happening. And the person doesn't know that the thing that they're davening for is worth, let's say, $100,000. The prayer that they said, the hispoidus that they had, the fact that they spent an hour or 15 minutes speaking to Hashem from the depth of their heart, pleading with Hashem for this thing, that's worth $1 billion. So a person doesn't know which is a bigger success. However, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us this to know that usually, in the majority of cases, if a person does this, they will achieve tremendous, tremendous success. And for those that can, the story of Rav Nosson Zal's trip to Eretz Yisrael is documented. He wrote it. And it's a fantastic, interesting story. And you see the obstacles that confront him from when he's first thinking of making the trip. After Rabbi Nachman passes away, a year or two, whenever it is. And all the different obstacles that line up every step of the way. And suddenly he's blocked. Suddenly it gets postponed for a month, 3 months. But he doesn't forget. And then something happens to remind him. And he turns on the rut sign again and again. And eventually he's successful, you know, in a very big way. Now we're going into Shir HaShirim, very appropriate. There's a custom, a very, very significant, special custom among Nusach Sfar. One of the highlights of the week is on Erev Shabbos to say Shir HaShirim. The Zohar HaKadosh has a fantastic explanation how reciting Shir HaShirim saves a person from Gehenim. The Zohar HaKadosh shows how there's so many hours in the week. I don't remember the calculation clearly. I'll do the best that I can to present it. I heard it from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that there are, let's say, 168 hours in the week. And it's brought that every Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah that we say takes away 1.5 hours of Gehenim. And if you add up all the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbahs that we have during the 6 days of the week and on Shabbos, it adds up to a certain number which leaves a remainder of 117. And there are 117 psukim in Shir HaShirim, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. So that a person who's zeichet to recite Shir HaShirim, that completes this job of saving the person completely from Gehenim, Chas V'Shalom. We know that Shir HaShirim is called Kodesh Kodoshim. It's the holy of the holiest. It's the holiest of the holy. And It doesn't have any, it doesn't mention Hashem's name in any obvious way. And the deepest secrets of Kabbalah are found throughout Shir HaShirim. Incredible depth. Even the Rashi on Shir HaShirim is fantastic, fantastic, interesting things, how each line, what it's referring to. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote some of the special psukim of Shir HaShirim. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levracha used to say Shir HaShirim right after he came out of the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Again, there are different customs. There are some chassidim who go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos 1 minute before Shabbos, 1 minute before they come into shul with their payas wet, etc., etc. And there are people who give different reasons for that. The Arizal, Rabbeinu Zal, and many other tzaddikim went to the mikveh right at Chatzos, at midday on Erev Shabbos, the first second that it's okay to go to prepare for Shabbos, I want to be there right away. Because when a man goes, or a boy goes to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, that's the beginning of taking on the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos upon the person. So the earlier the better, if possible. And usually the mikveh is less crowded then, and it's physically cleaner then. So there are many reasons to try to go earlier. So he would try to go usually at Chatzos, and then right after he came out of the mikveh, he would recite Shir HaShirim then. But again, whenever a person can, it's one of the special highlights of Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Back inside, Nimtza She'ikar Ho'akshonus Beratzayim. The main place to apply this akshanas is in desire. V'zeh ikar hisparusei isparkanal. And this is the real pride of Hashem. V'zeh bechinas, this is what that special pasuk in Shir HaShirim says towards the end, in the last paragraph of Shir HaShirim. Simeini kachoysam alibecha, kachoysam alzroyecha. Place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. And the Zohar Kodesh says that Zebchinas Tfilin, this refers to the mitzvah of Tfilin, Kama Shekosu B'Zohar Kodesh, as it says in the Tikkunei Zohar. That's this seal, the Tfilin that have in them the 21 names of Hashem in the Tfilin Shel Yad and 21 in the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Utfilin Heim Hisparus. And we learned before that Tfilin is the pride of our pride. Tfilin is where our pride in Hashem is expressed, and Hashem expresses His pride in us. In our Tfilin, it says, Hashem, you are number one. Hashem Echad. In Hashem's Tfilin, it says, Umi Ka'amcha Yisroel Goy Echad Boris. You, the Jewish people, you are number one. And Tfilin is called Pe'et Ma'ashem Yisporach Mispoerim Yisroel. Tfilin are where Hashem shows His incredible pride in the Jewish people. Umeisim oisam kachoisam aliboy. And Hashem places us like an indelibly inscribed seal on his heart. Ve'ikra ha'hisparus shem choisam ha'tfilin nase al yidei ho'ahava v'ha'hishtoikikus v'ha'rotzoin v'ha'kisufin digdusha shel Yisrael. How do we generate this chosam of the tefillin? It's generated through the love and yearning and desire for holiness that the Jewish people have. V'zehu, this is why, look what the pasuk says. Simeini kachosam. What is the chosam? Hainu hatefillin hisparus. And the pasuk continues. Ki azo kamoves ahava. Because our love for you, Hashem, is like death. We're prepared to die for you, Hashem. Jews have died for you, Hashem, throughout the generations. Hainu ki ahavoseinu uritzaynenu etzlecho azav chazoka ma'oid. Our love for you, Hashem, and our desire, our yearning for you, is so powerful. Be'azus v'akshonus gadol ma'oid. It's more powerful than anything else. Imagine willing to die for something. Person's willing to die for something. They really consider that thing important. Al kein roi lecho lehispoer bono. Therefore, it's very appropriate, Hashem, that you should be proud of us. Ki ze ikar ha-hisparus. Because that's the real hisparus. The ahava and rotzoin. Note here is using the word ahava. We know that ahava and ratzon go together. If I want something, if I want someone, it's because I like that person. That's one of the ways of expressing love. And here again, coming to Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of ratzon of the whole week. Shabbos is the soul day, when not only do we have the regular soul, we get an additional soul, which means we have double nefesh, we have double ratzon on Shabbos. And therefore, in our Shmoneh Esreis on Shabbos, we say, Bi ahava uveratzon hinchaltanu. We say it in every Shmoneh Esrei. And in Kiddush on Friday night, we say it again, Bi ahava uveratzon hinchilanu. Again and again, expressing this ahava and ratzon, this desire, this yearning, this longing, which is one of the peak of Kedusha, the peak of holiness, the peak of connection to Hashem. Any questions, please?
Ahava plus Ratzon equals Mashiach with the kolon.
Rabbi Nizal has gematrias for both of those also that are brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the word Ahava is begematria 13. And again, Ahava, the way that Hashem expresses His Ahava to us is in His 13 attributes of Ratzon, the 13 attributes of kindness. And Ratzon is 346, which is one more than Moshe. Moshe is 345. When Moshe Rabbeinu, during his lifetime, Moshe Rabbeinu yearned for Hashem, and he achieved 49 out of 50 levels of connecting to Hashem. We're told that when he passed away, he hit that 50th, the top of the top. The word neshama is Moshe Nun, and he's buried on Har Nevo, Mount Nevo, Nun Bo. The 50th was achieved over there. And that 50th, when Moshe goes up, when 345 goes up, it goes up to 346, which is Ratzon, desire. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, in this peak of desire, longing for Eretz Yisrael. That's how his soul left him, in that incredible level of Ratzon. Veze ki azo kamoves ahava, koshe kishoel kino. This is a continuation of that pasuk we quoted before in Shir HaShirim. Our love, Hashem, our love for you is as powerful as death, meaning we're prepared to die for you, Hashem. And koshe kishoel kina, the jealousy that we feel, again, in wanting to be close to you, is as powerful as the lowest level of Gehenim, shoel. Rav Nosson Zal says, ahava hu bechinas rotzoin v'cheshek v'shtoikus l'shem izborach. This ahava is the desire, the longing, the yearning, which is the main thing that helps us overpower the Yetzirah, shehu sitra demoisa, which is called death. The Satan, the Yetzirah, is also called the Malach HaMoves, the angel of death. Shemishom kol hamoinim minakdusha. That's the source of all the obstacles. The source of all the obstacles is the Satan, the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMoves. Moves, death, is the source of the obstacles. Ukefi shasitra achra, shehi klal hamoinim, mizgaberes neged odom. And according to how powerfully the Yetzirah turns up the fire against the person, kamoi kein tzorach shiyeh l'odom avo v'shtoikas v'rotzen chosok l'ashem yisborach. Similarly, corresponding to that, the person has to turn up the love, the desire, the powerful yearning for Hashem. Ulahadovar shebikdusha shiroitz l'asos, or to the holy act that the person wants to accomplish. Ki hacheshek shehu b'chinas ahava tzorach shiyeh kefi hamaniyah kanal. Because the desire, the love, has to match the obstacle. Vezehu ki azo kamoves ahava. The ahava is just as powerful as the moves. Koshe kishoil kina. The kina, the jealousy, is as powerful as the shoil. Sheho ahava v'ashtoikus l'Hashem yisparach l'dosoi. Our love and yearning for Hashem and to serve Hashem, hi azo v'chazoko b'akshonas godol, is as powerful Kamoves, as death, as the sitra achra. He's strong, I'm just as strong. Hainu kemoi hisgabrus hamaniyos, as powerful as the obstacles will be, shehim bechinas moves v'sitra achra, ki kol hamaniyos nimshocha misham, because all the obstacles are coming from there. They're coming from moves. They're coming from the sitra achra. Hainu kefi hamaniyah, kein ho ava v'cheshik az v'chozog. So too, the love and the desire is just as powerful. Just as powerful. Now the kinna here, the term jealousy, we know that jealousy is usually a negative attribute. We know Cain, Rahman al-Islam, killed his brother by being jealous. There are two types of jealousy. There's an envy, where a person is envious of another person, and therefore they want to kill that person, or they want to see that person fall. They want to see that person go down. That's one type of jealousy. And there's another type of jealousy where I'm jealous of another person and I want to improve. I want to get better. I want to be like them. I want to get to be like just like them. The Gemara says, Kina soifrim tarbe chochma. The jealousy of Talmidei Chachamim increases chochma. When a Talmud Chacham sees someone else who's learning, putting more effort in, he uses that to motivate himself, and I have to try harder also. They see someone else succeed, then I know I can also succeed. If I'll try, I'll do my best. That kind of attitude. It's not a jealousy that goes together with a sinner, a hate, or a negativity. It's only positive. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, any love that doesn't have a jealousy attached to it is not real love. Meaning, for example, with men and women, with a husband and wife, if a man doesn't mind if his wife is talking to other men or socializing with other men, or then that could imply that the love isn't serious enough. Because if the love is really serious between a husband and wife, then the wife doesn't want her husband talking to other women, and the husband, because they know that this love has to be shared between these two people and not go outside. You know, I'm just touching on this now to know again that there is a jealousy that's positive, that's healthy, that's necessary. But it's obviously a person needs to learn the Torah to be able to know exactly when and how it applies. Any questions, please?
On how to develop our Ratzon Dikusha and our Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's the same three ingredients that we mention often, but again, it's important to remind ourselves. One way is the study of Torah, studying Torah properly, because the Torah is the book of Ratzon. The Torah is the book where Hashem expresses all of his Ratzon, what he wants from us. So a person needs to learn a lot and to know that every page of the Torah is speaking to me. Hashem is trying to teach me what he wants from me, what he expects from me. And the more that I become aware of that, so I get to know Hashem's Ratzon, and if I'm honest and sincere, that's going to make me want to do it, to want to please Hashem, to want to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. That's number one, the study of Torah. Number two is tefillah. The more a person prays, and the better, the more the quality and quantity of a person's prayer, tefillah is ratzon. Tefillah is desire, an expression of desire for things, desire for Hashem. When we thank Hashem, that's an expression of our love for Hashem. And I want you, Hashem. Why I want you? Because you're so good to me. Because you gave me this and gave me that. And you did this for me and did that for me. So when I'm praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, that's Ratzon. And when I'm asking Hashem for things, that's also Ratzon. So a lot of tefillah. And number three, coming close to tzaddikim. Because again, by studying tzaddikim, by watching the tzaddik and watching everything he does, every breath he takes, every move he makes, you're seeing a pillar of Ratzon. You're seeing Shabbos. You're seeing Eretz Yisrael. You're seeing his devotion to Hashem, his love for Hashem and his devotion to Hashem, his love for the Torah, his love for every single Jew. You know, you're seeing Ava Ratzon, the movie, the live action, the live presentation of it.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Sure. I see someone presented a question. Does Ratzon work in the opposite direction also? Can Ratzon for negative be worse than the sin itself sometimes? And I saw somebody presented that there is a case like that. The Gemara says, Koshe hirhure aveira me aveira. And the answer is yes. In chapter 49, famous chapter, Rabbi Nezal speaks about machshavos toivos and machshavos rois. And there also he puts tremendous emphasis on good desires and bad desires, that a person has to, we have to try our best when the Yetzirah is trying to get us to want the wrong things, to want sins, to want things that are harmful, to jump away from that. That's a hook, and a hook can catch a big fish, Rachmona Litzlan. And to plead with Hashem, to beg Hashem, give me good ritzonos. Help me be zeche to want the right things, and help me be zeche not to want what's harmful to me, what's not good for me. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a good Chodesh. We're in an awesome time now, Shevovim, these parshias, showing the tzaddik defeating the Sitrachra, Mitzrayim, Paroi, and the plagues and everything. And we're headed towards Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos Shira. We should be zeche to get out of all of our golios, out of all of our exiles and tzimtzumim and problems and magefas and sicknesses, and be zeche to gula shlema. B'mehir
b'meinu. Amen. Thank you so much.
Sure. All the best.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All the best.
All the best.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson. And close the square for guidance. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a great Shabbat, Rav Nosson.
You too. Mazel tov.